This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
How are you doing, baseball fans? This is Russ Hodges speaking for American Legion Junior Baseball. And today we're all set to bring you another dugout interview with a former American Legion Junior Baseball player who is now one of the brightest stars in the major leagues. We're talking to you from the Polo Grounds in New York today, and we're watching the Giants warm up for this afternoon's game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And strangely enough, our guest today is a young man who was born in Brooklyn, still lives in Brooklyn, and yet plays with the New York Giants. Well, they say that everything happens in Brooklyn, and this is just one more point in favor of that argument. Fans, we're talking about Sid Gordon, third baseman of the New York Giants and one of the most powerful sluggers in the game. He hit a flock of homers last year and had more round-trippers in training this spring than any other big league ball player. Say, Sid, give us the word. Just how does a Brooklyn boy wind up in a Giant uniform?
Well, Russ, it's this way. All my life, my greatest ambition was to become a major league ball player. Played baseball with every team in Brooklyn that would let me swing a bat. I played Sandlot, high school, American Legion, and semi-pro baseball. I even played with the Bushwicks. Finally, I sat down and wrote to the New York Giants and asked them for a trial. They answered that if I would pay my own fare to Milford,
Delaware, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. That's a Giant farm team. They would give me a tryout. That was in 1938. Well, I made the ball club, and the Giants refunded my expenses. I went up to Jersey City the next year and stayed there until 1942 when New York called me up. Except for 3 years with the Coast Guard during the war, I've been with the Giants ever since.
And at that time, you were with Uncle Sam. But said many baseball men consider that total of 221 home runs that the Giants hit during the 1947 season as one of the most amazing records in all baseball history. Didn't you help set that mark?
Yes, Russ. I hit 13 of those homers. But I don't think I really came into my own until the 22nd of May of 1948.
That's funny that you'd remember one particular date as such an important milestone. Say, Sid, tell us what happened on last May 22nd.
Well, prior to that date, I had been just a so-so outfielder and not hitting much when Mellott, who was managing the club, put me at third base. I got two hits that afternoon, one of them a home run with the bases loaded, as we beat the Cubs 11-0. We started winning, and I really went on a betting streak. I got 17 hits in the next 10 games, including 5 homers.
I remember the way you were going then, Sid.
Well, I just kept hitting all season, and I stayed on third base. And as you know, I wound up with 30 home runs for the year, 107 runs batted in. That explains the way I feel about that special date.
Well, that special date of May 22nd is really something, and I can see why you'd have a red ring around that calendar from last year. And I might add that most of those 30 home runs were really socked. In almost every park in the National League, someone will point out a distant spot and remark, "That's where Sid Gordon hit one over the wall." By the way, Sid, a few minutes ago you mentioned playing American Legion Junior Baseball in Brooklyn. Did you pick up any pointers in Junior League competition that helped you get ahead in organized ball?
I certainly did, Russ. I played for Rugby Post number 1011 in Brooklyn. It was about the first taste of real high-class competition that I had ever had, and it did a lot for me. It was also my first experience with an organized system. And aside from a lot of baseball know-how that I picked up, I learned something about the team play and cooperative effort that is so important in winning ball games. Speaking for American Legion Junior Baseball as a whole, I can say without reservation that every boy in the United States who hopes to be a professional ball player should take advantage of this fine program. We have about 19 men on our 1948 roster who were with the American Legion. And most of the top stars in the National League came up the same way. We have players like Stan Musial, Ralph Kiner, Spawn, Rex Bonney, Richie Ashburn, and Phil Cavaretto. It's really quite a thing for boys.
Well, thank you, Sid Gordon, and may you keep right on blasting out those long home runs. Thousands of boys all over America will be playing American Legion Junior Baseball again this year. And the story of your rise to fame should be an inspiration to all of them. And before letting you go, Sid, I think we should wish you your very biggest year in 1949. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Russ.
That was really well done, Sid. I had the privilege of doing the broadcast of the national finals of the Legion Junior Baseball Tournament a few years ago, and I fully agree with Sid Gordon that the program is one of the finest in the world. Well, our time's up now, fans, but we'll be back from time to time with more Diamond interviews presented in the interest of the 22nd consecutive season of American Legion Junior Baseball.